Go on, get your cat beast out. Recorded live at Squeaker Sea Castle in lovely Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, this is Radio Free Cat Beast.
Catch me.
goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go to Bullinose and Cherry Grove, proud sponsor of the Cat Beast Party. Mardi Gras is coming soon, and all your Fat Tuesday supplies are at Bullinose. Homemade gumbo and jambalaya are on sale. If you get the baby in your king cake, don't blame it on deli counter associate Rudy. Frozen hurricane bags are 2 for $4. New to Bullinose gift shop are mini Chinese spy balloons to hang from your golf cart. Buy one, get one. New t-shirts and bumper stickers are on sale that say, I Chinese spy balloon Myrtle Beach. Rudy may be selling Navy surplus equipment out of his enchanted golf cart. Don't forget, if you catch any fish, possums, or rattlesnakes, take them to Bullinose and our produce department will cook them up for you. Let the good times roll at Bullinose. Snap into a cat beast. Oh yeah! I don't know where that came from. Hi, it's Angie. This is hour two of this week's Cat Beast Party. And I want to thank the stations that air the Cat Beast Party. KUR at Kutztown University, Radio Free Nashville, Global Community Radio, WERU in Bangor, Maine, KURU in Silver City, New Mexico, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, WHPW in Harpswell, Maine, WBTV in Burlington, Vermont, and KXCJ in Cave Junction, Oregon. Oh yeah. On the 45, we're going to do songs from bands from Boston. And it's not going to be all stuff, you know, it's not going to be the band Boston. Oh heck no. It's going to be some cool stuff. And you heard my friend Not Dave a little while ago, and that was his Cat Beast Party anthem. and Step On from the Happy Mondays, and then Blur and She's So High, always love that song, Out the Window from Violent Femmes from the Why Do Birds Sing album, and from Percolator, you heard All with the song Dot, which is brilliant. Oh, the cats are running around. They're going Friday loco. Oh, and I think Bit-Bit's back into the catnip, so It'll be a fun night for me. Anyway, it is now time for the Monkey Minute. Well, okay, I watched Mighty Joe Young on TCM the other day, and I was dazzled by its brilliance. Mighty Joe Young from 1949 tells the story of a young woman, Jill Young, living on her father's ranch in Africa, who has raised the title character, a large gorilla, from an infant, and years later brings him to Hollywood seeking her fortune in order to save the family homestead. An equivalent to Colonel Tom Parker thinks it's a good idea for the gorilla to wrestle bodybuilders in a nightclub. Eventually, drunk people show up and get Mighty Joe mighty drunk. Police were called and planned to shoot our primate hero, but Colonel Tom intervened. There was a crazy chase scene and somehow wound up at a fire at an orphanage where Jill, Greg, her love interest, and of course Mighty Joe wound up saving a bunch of babies. So the movie actually did wind up having a happy ending. Sorry, spoiler alert from 1949. Jill Young married Greg, moved back to her family homestead with Mighty Joe, and they all lived happily ever after. Eep, eep. Something else that makes me very happy ever after is that there's a new album from Shannon and the Clams called The Moon Is in the Wrong Place. So here's the title track right now on The Cappy's Party.
Thunder! the Cat Beast Party, brought to you by Nub Armstrong, New Chevrolet, and Monkey Farm. Don't be a sumbitch pile of monkey nuts. Come down and see old Nub. Get a slightly used Chevrolet or a seriously traumatized monkey. And you know Nub, he'll tote the note.
Monkeys. love you to the very day I die. It's true, I love only you. You better stop and think it over. You better stop and think it over again. Think it over again. Thank you.
Cat Beast tested, mother approved. This is the tail end of another Cat Beast party. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let's see here. The cats do want to give me fuzzy greetings from Lydia and... Fitbit just looked really confused at me, like, no, you can't take any pictures of me, you are not allowed to record my voice, I'm a vampire cat, so no, I cannot have any recorded evidence that I exist or I'm ever nice to people. But anyway, Fitbit and Lydia want to say meow to Thelonious in Long Island City, Boots, and Tootie in Donaldson, and I hope Tootie's going to be okay, she's having some vet work done. She'll be fine, though, she's a sweet girl. And I know she'll be fine. Hello to Buddy, Morty, Felix, and Joey in Lebanon, Tennessee. Moe's, Citra, and Simcoe, the Quarantine 3 in Germansville, Pennsylvania. Jinx in Laverne. And we have Sunny, and now we have Coco in Hoquesson, Delaware. And we have Alexander's Cat, South Carolina Cat Rodeo, the Myrtle Beach Kitties, Bubbles, Miss White Sox, Mr. Tony Biscuits, Lovey and Marianne, and the Book Smart Kitties at the Back Again Bookstore, Midnight and Caramel. All right, we got to backtrack a bit, don't we? Okay, you heard Kim Wilde and You Keep Me Hanging On, and then Nighttime is the Right Time from Lulu. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, Mary Weiss, hate to call her the late Mary Weiss, I'd rather just call her the great Mary Weiss. And that was Stop and Think It Over. From Nashville, Tennessee, Vista Blue gave us the Cappy's Party theme. And Big Sur from The Thrills, always liked that song. And then you heard New Camaro Noise, and that was Words Unspoken. Find their release on Bandcamp. It's called Id's My Party. Pretty cool. Alright, so my theme right now is fans from Boston, because the Cave Dogs are reuniting for a weekend, the last weekend in March. And I'm hoping that I can go to the show. It would be great because I saw them many, many times in the late 80s and they were just great. I mean, all three guys, awesome, very nice as well. And plus, they always would break into some great covers, like a quick one while he's away. And this one, here's the Cave Dogs doing What's New Pussycat on the Cat Beast Party. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful week.
Flowers.
just left.